Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To me?
To our book.
You're right. Our bookiversary.
Mm-hmm.
1 year.
Little fella's just getting so big.
Oh, well, help us celebrate our 1 year bookiversary today on The Catholic Money Show. One year ago, on a cold February day, we debuted our very first book.
Yes.
Our very first book, How to Attack Debt, Build Savings, and Change the World Through Generosity, A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money, came out, what was it, February 7th, to be exact.
Mm.
February 7th.
So we're a little, it's a belated birthday party.
It's just a teeny bit.
Cards in the mail.
But my goodness, I can hardly believe that it's been an entire year.
Time flew.
Wow. Yes, it really did.
So today, I would like us to look at a few of the reviews, user reviews, reader reviews of the book. And hey, if you've read our book, we would love if you leave a review on Amazon or wherever else they might have book reviews.
I think mostly on Amazon. And I feel so silly. I mean, we have sold, I should have contacted our publisher to see the exact amount of books sold.
Mm.
Thousands have been sold this last year. But we have 14 reviews on Amazon.
14 ratings, 5 reviews.
Okay, we need more so that more people can find and hear about the book.
Yes. It's 100% 5 stars, though.
Yeah.
So I'll give us that.
I'll give us that.
So don't do anything less than that, guys.
But yeah, if you are one of the thousands of people who have purchased the book in this last year, we would love to see your review on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to read a few of those today and talk about some of the content in which they share. And then we just want to say thank you for everybody who's supported us this last year in purchasing the book, reading the book, telling us about it. You know, whether it, I've had people reach out on social media, we've had emails, just people thanking us for writing it and having this be the, maybe the first springboard into talking about money with their spouse or a new college grad learning about finances from a Catholic worldview. Blech, can't talk today. Maybe for the first time ever. Those mean so much to us. So we love not only just seeing that 5-star review on Amazon, but hearing your real stories and how the book has served as a platform for real change in your life and an invitation to bring God into your finances. That is why we get up in the morning, and it makes us so happy when we hear those stories. So thank you to all of you who've taken that time to share. I know I tend to be one of those people who just enjoys things and then I don't reach out and actually tell the person. And I admire those of you who just have a knack and a gifting in that. And just know that as a receiver on the other side, it's always appreciated and it's so encouraging to hear.
So please keep those emails coming, those DMs, and particularly those 5-star reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
But a number of the reviews that are out there do pull out different things about the book that resonated with them. So we're going to dive into those and just talk a little bit about those unique aspects of certainly the book, but then also just the whole approach that we take to things here at Wallow In.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first one. It says, I highly recommend this book by husband and wife team, Jonathan and Amanda Texera. As a Catholic financial planner, I help people make wise financial and investment decisions after they have a firm foundation. The Texeras focus on the foundation. Empowering Catholics to begin saving and pay down debt is a requisite first step. They use personal experience and a bit of humor to convey the book's message. What a great read.
Love your intonation on how you read that review.
How else do you read things? That's not how it all sounds
in
your head.
And I appreciated the title of it was not another boring finance how-to manual.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the big difference maker that we wanted to have our book be different from other ones. We have read plenty of finance books.
Mm-hmm.
And we have read, we have listened to plenty of finance talks.
And fallen asleep through plenty of them.
It's true. They can really be a yawn or tangle up your brain to the point where you don't even know what direction is up.
Yeah.
Because they've gone so into the weeds that you can't even understand if this is English anymore.
It's like the first time you watched Inception. You're like, wait.
Okay. I'm in a dream. So
how long did it take?
I need a diagram now.
That's what some of them can be like.
I think we made one after Inception. I completely did. I wrote that down on paper.
What's the? Then there's that other one with the backwards time thing. That I still don't know that one.
Yeah.
The more recent one. I have no idea. But anyway.
And then there's Interstellar. Was a nice another mind warp.
Yep.
Okay.
But so our book is not one of those.
It's thankfully. Not.
You don't have to wonder if the top keeps spinning or not.
Mm-hmm.
You just read the book, you learn some stuff, you get inspired.
And part of our branding, kind of like Southwest Airlines, you know, not all airlines have a sense of humor, but why you fly Southwest is you want to hear them do their little bits as they announce whatever it is, the safety protocols. That's kind of one of our bits. We value humor. It's part of our brand. It's baked into literally everything that we do, whether it's a workshop we're leading, whether it's this podcast or it's the book. So we tried to keep it fun.
Absolutely. All right. So that's that one. Let's pop through another.
Go for it.
This one's titled Amazing Book, 5 Stars. This book really helped me understand and deal with my money better. And I would definitely suggest it to anyone else looking to do the same. And it's not your classic, run-of-the-mill, boring book about accounting. The Texeras make it easy to understand quite fun with many food-related metaphors. 5 stars.
You like that last part.
That's why I read that one, yeah. Food-related metaphors. I lost count at how many I got in there.
Some were taken out.
Some were taken out, unfortunately.
Some were taken out, unfortunately. You started to have metaphors. You were Inception.
I think I had metaphors.
A metaphor about on a metaphor.
Yeah, it was a little foodception there for a second.
And that was peeled back. But you did keep it really fun with the food metaphors. That is true. And I appreciate in this review that it talked about being easy to understand. Something else that we really wanted the book to encapsulate was a foolproof plan that anybody could use and win with. There are so many different ways that you could approach personal finance. I'm not going to sit here and say that ours is the only path forward. That's just not true. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to say that is lying to you. But not all are created equal, and not all will lead to successful outcomes for everyone. Some require certain temperaments or personalities to actually be successful. Some require a high net worth to get off the ground and get launched. Some require high levels of risk tolerance. What we have always tried to do with ours is that it needs to be something that anybody at any income level and at any personality and temperament level and any intellectual level could actually use and win with. That doesn't make it basic or dumb or something like that. It just makes it approachable and useful for anyone. And that was really important for us. And I'm glad that that came through.
It's the just right Goldilocks style balance of simple and effective.
Yes. Yeah.
Just right. Who ate my porridge? This one's called Finally, Effective Financial Strategies Through a Catholic's Perspective That Works. Most of my life, I was raised thinking that money was the root of all evil. I thought it would lead me away from God, which is why I never cared to learn about it. Until I racked up $20,000 in debt and felt miserable about it. I knew there had to be a way to master my finances without losing my soul. And thankfully, I did. I learned how to become a better steward of God's money, which allowed me to get out of debt and give more generously. I'm so happy. I stumbled on this resource to help me navigate the world of finances. After reading just the first chapters of the book, it helped me reshape my mind around finances through a Catholic lens. What I also love about this book is that it's full of strategy and tactics that actually produce results for readers like me, not just a bunch of fluff. Jonathan and Amanda do such a phenomenal job at teaching their wallet win method in the book while being very entertaining in the process. Their framework is so simple and doable, which sets readers up for success to implement them. If you are a Catholic or somebody who wants to learn a proven method to master your finances, break your limiting beliefs, and become a very generous giver to change the world, you're going to want to get this book now for yourself and for those you love most. It's seriously a game changer.
I'm sure that's exactly how he sounded when he wrote it. Well, I love your commentary. Hey, look, 4 people found that one helpful.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, it was a thorough one. We like a nice thorough review on Amazon. Yeah. And that was a good one.
Good book.
No, but really, I mean, haven't we all gone on to Amazon and seen the products where there's what always stands out in our mind?
Kilgore Trout. We'll link to this review.
On the breakfast sandwich maker.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
Sold this thing. We still have it. It's a critical.
I want to get another one just because it sounds so helpful when you're reading about it.
Kilgore Trout got a second.
He did for travel.
Anyway, we appreciate the good reviews. And then those who just kind of go on to that extra tangent, we really appreciate. And everybody else does too. Gotta love the nice, thorough review.
Something that this one pulls out is, we're not just kind of sitting there, just blah, 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 throwing out random junk about money. We walk you through the wallet win method, the 4 financial phases, the 12 money milestones. Yep. Like you heard in the other ones, we have some fun while we do it. But it's that, right? It's that balance of simple and effective that gets results. And it's not just the system. It's not just the practicals. We also dive into that intersection of faith and finances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In one of the very first chapters, we really do that deep dive into a Catholic view on money and making sure that is preeminent before we even continue this conversation. Because that's through the lens through which we are tackling this topic and through which we question and sift all kind of all interactions with money. And so that is a huge part of the book as well. We also have a lot of our students' stories in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's not, I don't see that in these reviews, but one of the most common pieces of feedback I get in the emails,
when people come talk to us,
personal stories is, hey, I actually knew that couple, or that gave me hope to actually go ahead with this because, you know, I thought I had this, and this limit in my situation that didn't apply to, you know, you guys or these other people, but I saw this person do it and they had my similar situation. So I believed that maybe I could do it too.
After every chapter, there is a little, you know, page or two that's telling the story of someone who is going through that part of the plan and understanding just how powerful it can be.
Yep.
All right. Shall we do one more?
Let's do one more.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. Is it Useful Guide?
Useful Guide? No, Excellent for Those.
Ah, okay. Excellent for Those Who Want to Change View on Money. This book is excellent for those who want to change their view on money. For so long, I hated logging into my bank account to see the quote-unquote damage. Amanda and Jonathan present a fresh perspective in this book and helped us get control of our finances. I love the Catholic approach they stand on. It challenged us to think about how we are spending our money and why we want to be generous with what God has given us. Would highly recommend this book.
Also 4 helpfuls.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's all because of that word, the sentence, I hated logging into my bank account to see the damage.
It's relatable, man.
So relatable. I mean, that is how Jonathan and
that's how I was.
What is it, 12 years ago, you know, if you would have run into either of us, we were doing what we refer to and we call out in the book as bank balance budgeting, mm-hmm. essentially where you just log in and you either cringe at how damaging it appears, or you celebrate because there's actually some money there and you can go do something.
Or in my case, kind of both. Ooh, only have $150. Oh, but this useless thing I want to buy is only $130. We're getting it. So yes, maybe one of us saw more damage than the other.
Sure. But it's relatable. Most people, they log into their bank account only when there seems to be a problem or they're worried, not proactively logging in and knowing they're going to see money. They're going to see in money that's in control and doing things for them. It's a really different way to log into your bank account. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's how we teach people to do it.
And this is just so common, even if it's not you're in financial like trouble or whatever. Mm-hmm. We've heard this from folks that we talk with. They say, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have like an idea of what we're spending. I just at the end of the month, I log in and see the damage.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe not. Sure. It's a cringe, but just like, how bad was it? You know, how much did we spend?
I know that we made $7,000 and I log in and I see $500 left. So I guess it wasn't horrible.
I guess we're good. And I think for a lot of us, I think maybe for those of us who maybe have logged in, it's a worse situation.
You've overdrafted.
That almost sounds fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds all right. But where else would we do that in life, right? It's not like, well, I mean, I don't know how we're doing. I just kind of see what the kids are like when they're 18 and see how bad I did.
Sure.
No, you check in along the way. You make sure you're doing well because, you know, I have a responsibility as a parent to do a really good job to make sure that they're ready. And this gift of life that I've been entrusted with, I've done a good job being a steward of that, raising them up.
Right.
We have to do that with our finances, too. We are all, you listening to this, are called to be a good steward, a great steward of everything you've been given. Your talent, your personality, your opportunities, and certainly your money.
Yep.
And there's going to be an accounting of how you've managed your money over your life. And I don't want end of your life to be checking in and seeing what the damage was. Mm-hmm. I want you to be able to know what you've been doing and the impact that it's had.
Yep.
That's why we wrote the book. That's why we do the podcast. That's why we have all the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, there you have it. Those are some of the reviews. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you guys for your support this last year. Keep the emails coming, keep the DMs coming. If you see us at a conference, though, that's another one that I forgot to mention earlier. We've had people come up at conferences, you know, who've read the book, or recently we went on a vacation and somebody, you know, knew we were going to be on the trip as well. They brought their book and we got to sign it.
That was cute.
Our next door neighbor, you know, bought a couple copies of the book and had us come over and sign it. So if you know we're going to be around, and you're going to, you know, we're coming to speak in your area or whatever, and you have a copy of the book, don't hesitate to just bring it up.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
And we'll scribble in it.
We will put our old John Hancock's inside there.
Or even our Jonathan Amanda Texeras.
Yes. Right. That too.
But no, it wouldn't be a birthday party. I've learned this as a parent. I've remembered this. I've been reminded of this as a parent. It's not a birthday party.
Unless
if
what?
There's no goodie bags, because I can't shove a cupcake through the microphone and get it to you. Unfortunately, we're not there yet technologically.
Sure. Maybe in the metaverse.
Maybe. But what we can do, we have a goodie bag of sorts.
We do.
For you. So. Now I'm going to give you this. This is the wallet win right here for you. The book is $30.
Yes.
If you want
$29.95, probably plus shipping
plus
and tax.
If
you got it from the publisher.
If you go to the publisher's website or whatever.
Or from like a Barnes & Noble or something.
So I'll give you the straight financial wallet win. And then I'm going to give you the, ooh, baby. I think that sounds even better. wallet win.
Okay.
So if you go to Amazon, it's usually pretty cheap.
They're usually running a sale.
It's sometimes even cheaper than what we can buy it for from the publisher as the author.
Yes, right. Totally.
So if you're just looking to save some bucks and that's it, you only got like 15 bucks to scrape around, go to Amazon. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. You can get a link right to it. Go to walletwin.com/book. There's a button, takes you right there.
Yeah. They do fluctuate their prices.
It goes up and down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is when you're listening to this, but that'll save you about 15 bucks. If you'd like to save even more, we've got something for you in the goodie bag.
Tell me about that goodie bag.
This is the book bundle goodie bag here. You go to walletwin.com/book bundle. You get a signed copy of the book.
Mailed to you.
Straight to you, mailed, yep. If you're in the United States.
Yep, United States.
If you're outside the United States, let us know because we can't cover the shipping, but we will send it to you. We'll just have to figure out what the shipping is and those details.
Yeah.
But it's free shipping if it's in America. So we'll sign it, make it out to whoever you want. You can give it as a gift, have it for yourself, whatever you like. We'll throw in the 1 month to 1K mini course. Mm-hmm. And an extended 30-day trial of WalletWin Academy. So that's 29 bucks right there.
Right.
Usually, you know, when we've done trials in the past, it's 14 days. Mm-hmm. So this is an extra, I guess if you split it up, an extra $15 there. So plus the other stuff in there, it's well over $45 of value at least.
Well, maybe. And then there's the things you learn inside.
There's the things inside WalletWin Academy.
Lots and lots of value.
There's the 1 month to 1K, all this stuff. And that's just the price of the book, $29.95.
Yep.
And we'll write in it. We'll mail it to you. You get a month inside WalletWin Academy. That's usually 29 bucks. The 1 month to 1K for about $1,000 turnaround. So, hey.
You're trying to make my head spin with all the numbers.
Here it is. You can go to Amazon and get the $30 book for about 15 bucks. You can go to walletwin.com/book bundle and get maybe even $1,000 in your pocket and a book
with our signatures
for 30 bucks. So that's up to you.
Yeah. See how much spare change you got knocking around and make your decision.
Bingo, bango. But we've got it going on right now at walletwin.com/book bundle. That's the birthday goodie bag. Come get it before they're all gone.
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy bookiversary and birthday to WalletWin.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit spokestreet.com.